It's Friday afternoon.
Bonus commute.
We did it.
We did it.
And?
We're live.
We're live. We're live. Thank God.
Right now. Yep, we made it.
Live was a really good band in the 90s.
Yeah. I slept out for tickets one time.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, for Live. Yeah.
Really?
Slept out for tickets, and my sister, got all smoochy faced with some guy in line, because she was way cooler than I was, and she was younger. She was more of the daring one. I was the sexually repressed one. Now it's totally opposite. But anywho, we were sleeping in line, and I walk up and I'm like, "Who are you?" She's carousing in some sleeping bag because it was freezing. So my ass slept in the car, and I made her wait in line because I'm the older sister. So I was "You're waiting in line. Make her wait in line." She's carousing with some dude under some sleeping bag, not having sexual relations, but making out. And I was sleeping in the car with the heat on.
Well, yeah. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I know. And I had no idea that I could actually run the battery down if I turned the heat on.
That's back in the prime days alive.
Yeah, back in 1994, maybe?
Wow.
93? We were still in high school. That's something.
I don't even want to tell you where I was.
Yeah, I know. You were in kindergarten.
I was at a picnic in 6th grade or 5th grade.
At that very moment while I was waiting in line for tickets?
Probably.
All right.
It was nice. It was a good day. I remember Live, Throwing Copper was the album. Big album.
Yep.
Awesome album.
But I listened to Mental Jewelry way back.
Really? Oh, that's
something. Yeah, I was a huge fan of Live.
Really? Before they even were big?
Yes.
Wow.
And then my friend...
I didn't even know there was a before the...
Oh, there was album. Before. There was a whole before. And then my friend now reps Ed Kowalczyk, whatever the hell. I should know his last name, but never could pronounce it. So, anywho, he
really liked Live. They're good. They're great.
I don't know.
They just fell off.
I thought he was just awesome. So hot. That's the thing. You could really fall in love with, the lead singer. Yeah. I used to listen to that all the time. Oh, God, I know. I read all the liner notes on the CD. Yeah. It's good times. Anyway. So, work is over.
Yes. Oh, thank the Lord.
How was your day?
Oh, I just did a couple photo shoots, not of myself,
photo
but products,
shoots?
Products.
Oh.
And
products.
Burnt out to hell.
Yeah.
But it's all good because now I get to go home, get a little 40-minute run in.
Oh, where are you going running? I may go to the park. If the light's still good, I may
go. Inside. I'll go to the gym.
Oh, I'm an outside runner.
Quick elliptical.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out for dinner. Easy night tonight.
Yep.
Dad's coming tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little Liberty Science Center.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek exhibit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You keep
passing that every day, so I'm why not? And then...
I got some plans tonight.
Saturday night, doing a little St. Patty's Day, and then Sunday, Mom's coming in, and
pretty easy.
Pretty easy day.
My day was, we had our 20th birthday party of the month.
Oh, God.
What is that? Why? Okay, so I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but, after the 20th ice cream cake, I'm done. It's like Elaine on Seinfeld, when she was how many birthday parties, and then she complains about it, and then
And they make you eat, too.
Yeah, and they make you eat it, right? So here, have some cake. I'm no, I'm on this thing right now.
Yeah.
And then they make you feel bad because you're trying to be healthy, and they're like, we got fruit for you. And I'm like, all right, I'll take the fruit. I get all the fruit
so
to myself.
So
I pass on the cake. Yeah, of course. I'm not eating that shit. It's poison. So I pass on the cake. I'm trying to get my body into spelt shape for the summer season. And I'll pass it on the cake.
Nice.
So, I can't be eating that crap. So...
Good willpower.
Yeah. I was no, it doesn't take a lot for the sweets. I'm now if someone would have played a french fries in front of me, then I'd have a hard time. I look at the chips, I'm great. But the cake, nah, I'm okay. So, I'm down there, and I'm like, everyone, and it's, like, not a surprise, okay? So, like, every single time, here's the formula. It's your birthday, everyone knows, the whole team, they decorate your desk, so you know it's coming. And then, like, they send out an invite to everybody, they either have, like, bagels in the morning for breakfast, and everyone, like, chips in for coffee and all this shit, and they act like it's some sort of surprise, they decorate your desk. Then, at 3 o'clock, they send out an invite to everyone, they tell everyone, go down to the kitchen, and then they invite you down for a fake meeting, and it's like, woo, surprise, but everyone knows, when it's your birthday, you're getting cake, everybody knows it, we've been doing it for,
the
like,
fake
five, like,
oh,
the fake meeting, like, then, everybody knows.
And how about the fake conversations?
Yeah.
Everyone's gotta talk.
Yeah, they gotta stand around, and no one knows anyone, like, sometimes I don't even know the person's work, like, the team's so big, that I don't even know the person.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, hey, you, happy birthday. Like, sometimes I'll go down when I haven't eaten lunch.
Yep.
Like, I've done this, and I'm like, oh, I scoop it for some cake. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, ooh, like, oh. And then she's like, yeah, go down for my birthday. I'm like, oh, thank God, like, she said it, because I was just about to ask whose birthday it was to the girl whose birthday
yep.
it is. And then there's, like, no gifts, so this time I didn't get involved. So it was someone on my team, and I was like, you know what? Why are we doing this charade of the surprise? Like, pass around the card and tell the dude to come down to the kitchen because you know what's going to happen. You're going to get some ice cream cake.
Yeah. What if he doesn't get ice cream cake? That's the worst.
Well, I got a bottle of Henny, right? So
that's awesome.
I got a bottle of Henny.
When they screw you with shit, muffins.
Well,
cupcakes.
Oh, God. Shopper cupcakes are disgusting.
You know you suck at life.
Shopper cupcakes.
When they bring you the cupcakes.
Yeah. Cupcakes, some cookies, and a fruit bowl.
They didn't even
like
think about you.
No, they didn't
and
even
the
care.
Card,
like
and the card
and the
has
card
has nothing to do with you.
No,
like, it's like
no,
some stupid,
no,
like...
No one even reads the card.
Yeah.
The worst thing about the card, though, is the jack-off that gets the card usually gets the smallest card.
Yep.
And, like, 50 people have... Like, not 50. Like, I'm talking, like, 150 people have to sign it, right? So by the time I get it, it's, like, little tiny corner of the card.
Treasure
and I'm just like, yeah, treasure hunt of names. Treasure hunt of names.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, you can't weigh yourself on the birthday party. You know, you're well-liked if you get, like, a homemade cake or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, a full breakfast platter. Like, one time some girl made waffles. Like, she brought a waffle maker, and I was like, wow, you're really loved because no one's doing that shit for me.
The thing about breakfast, though, is that you have to work, almost. Like, you
can't... Well, yeah, well,
you know?
No, but then everyone stops, and they go down. There was 3 birthday parties this week. And then I threw it out there. I said to someone, I was like, isn't this excessive? Like, this is kind of excessive. Because everyone stops for an hour of the day after their lunch. We're busy. Like, we have things to do. I run a department. And I don't have time for this. So then my whole team disappears for, like, an hour. Goes down and goes and gets cake for Sally, who that they don't even know and don't even talk to usually. And they're gone for an hour.
Yep.
So I say something like, do you think this is excessive to someone else? And they're like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, isn't this the third one this week? And I was like, yeah. Like, I don't want to be the Elaine of the group, but I'm being the Elaine.
But you're being the Elaine. Yeah.
Like,
well,
I don't...
I can see some Elaine.
Like,
you know, I can see
some Seinfeld. I'm the Elaine. I'm like, get... Like, no. No more cakes, okay? No more cakes.
No more.
Call in the kebab.
They should have... That'd be awesome. Have
one
a
month.
A monster chopped salad, right? Shaped like a cake.
I guess. I don't know. Nobody likes chopped salad. Everybody loves cake.
What if
everybody
like,
loves ice cream cake. If you had the choice between chopped salad and ice cream cake, what are you eating?
I want the goddamn...
eating the goddamn cookie puss. You're not having fucking chopped salad.
No, oh, I love the cookie... Oh, yeah, the cookie cake is...
The cookie cake is the cream of the creme.
Yeah.
The cream of the crop.
Oreo cake is when you know you got it, though.
Yeah, the Oreo cake, yeah.
Someone
Oreo
went...
Cake. I know,
pure
one time...
Pure love.
Well, sometimes, so I'm like that phone-it-in dad, you know, like I'm the divorced dad who comes in and takes your kid ice skating.
Yep.
So, like, I'll phone it in. I'm like, look, I'm not picking up any cake. I'm not running out for none of this crap. Not decorating the desk. I'll give you a bottle of Henny. So I had someone go pick up a bottle of Henny for
the kid.
That's
perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I put it in a Starbucks bag and I made it funny.
What about a big,
like,
happy hour for your birthday? So you think that's
yeah,
fun?
Yeah, that's fun. That's
no one
fine.
Ever does that
do something here. Different. Like, but if you can get people to go to a happy hour out here, then God bless you. But no one's
you're something special.
No. We used to have happy hours when I worked in the city all the time. Everyone had happy birthday, happy hour.
Everyone was getting happy.
Yeah, no one had birthday parties in the office. We all used to go out afterwards for a happy hour, and you invite everyone, everyone get loaded, everyone would come in his story the next day, made out with so-and-so, got a black eye, puking in the trash can. Those were the good times.
I mean, so much City, drama.
Yeah.
So much drama.
Oh, my
drama
God.
At
City
parties.
Happy Hours are the best.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I miss those.
You get so
hammered
at these City
Happy Hours. No one has to drive.
Happy Hours. Yes, true.
No one's going to drive. Everyone takes a train.
And just feelings come out. And then all of a sudden you have a stalker coming around your...
At work?
At work.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That never happened to me.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple... I had one stalker. Oh, she was actually really cute. Her name was Jen Forbes.
Why are you giving out her last name?
Oops. Her last...
What? Really? You just called the chick a stalker.
Her name isn't that anymore. she got married, so...
Okay.
All right,
all right.
Her last name changed. So, I am a member of the Forbes list. Let me just say that.
Wait, like, she, like, related?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you Forbed that.
So.
You're on the list.
So, basically.
The top 500.
They call it the, this is a story, a Friday, we'll call it the Friday story.
Uh-huh.
So, my friend, Bosch.
Oh.
He thinks
like
it's
the alliance?
Yeah, right? He thinks it's such an amazing story, so here we go. This is what happened.
All right.
We were getting hammered off of margaritas.
Oh, margaritas again. God, you're such a lady drinker.
And this girl has been, you know, eyeing me.
You got girl drink drunk?
At when I was working, like maybe like 10 years ago, at work, all the time.
Did
she was an intern.
For this? Okay, go ahead. Intern.
So... We had, you know, we were eyeing each other and all that stuff, and things were going on. But I actually liked another girl in the office.
Oh.
So, I had to play it off.
So,
we had this big happy hour for Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
And both girls were at the happy hour.
Oh.
Yes.
So, you had your choice. Which one got drunker is the one you go home with.
So, this is how I played it.
Oh.
So, I had to go home to Long Beach. I live in Long Beach these days. This is a long time ago. I had to go all the way back. This girl was ending... It may have not been Cinco de Mayo. It could have been June, July, because she was ending her internship, so I don't think she's ending in Cinco de Mayo. So, someone comes over to me and says, hey, just want to let you know, Jen over there, she wants you bad.
Oh, wow.
Like...
Wow.
Like, put in the word. Like,
put in
it's
the word?
A rap.
She put the word out? Like it's others. Like, she told others in the office.
Like, it's a rap, basically.
Oh.
So,
nice.
I'm like, oh, my God, like, ooh. But I wanted this other girl, Juliana.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to actually, she was dating material, Juliana.
Yeah.
Jen was not really dating material.
Just,
She was just.
She was happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour. So, what I did was this.
Uh-oh.
I had to go back to Long Beach, and she was going back to college that year, Jen. So, I said to her, I'm like, hey, if you want to hang out, can we go back to Long Beach tonight? We can hang out even further. You know, we can hang out after this and do something in Long Beach. So she goes, let me just talk to my friend to see if I can exchange clothes in the morning.
A clothing exchange.
Yeah, so she goes, all right, we're good. I go, listen, between you and me.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, between you and me, I don't want anyone here knowing what happened, so I need you to do something for me.
Oh.
Can you start walking towards the train right now?
Oh, you've done that, the separate walk? Yeah,
so.
People know that.
Yeah. So she starts walking to the train.
Uh-huh.
Probably a good block lead on me.
Just let her keep walking?
I go to Juliana.
Uh-huh.
The girl I wanted.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, can I get your number?
Oh.
So I got her number that
night.
I said, let's go on a date one night. So I locked her up. Walk the block to meet up with Jen.
Uh-huh.
Went back to Long Beach.
Yep.
Watched 30 minutes of Predator.
With
this girl.
30 minutes of Predator.
Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Did you live with your parents?
No, I actually lived with my mom, but she wasn't there for the summer. She was actually out.
Oh.
She was in California.
Nice.
So, 30 minutes of Predator, obviously, that got old for her.
Uh-huh.
Did that thing that night, you know.
That's the key. You put on a shitty movie.
Well, I would go as far as saying shitty, because
For her, it's a shitty movie. Predator's not a shitty movie.
Yeah.
But for her, I mean, like, her attention span's probably like, oh, I don't want to do Predator. I want him to be the Predator on me right now.
Yes.
Nice.
So we had a great time at night.
Uh-huh.
It was a fun night, let me just tell you that. I made the Forbes list.
You made the Forbes. So she was fun.
She was fun.
was she was not everything. It was worth it. It was well worth.
Well worth it.
Well worth it.
So I get back
into the... So what shitty thing did you do?
So we get back in the office.
Uh-huh.
And I go into this office room where Juliana was with the other some other interns. She wasn't near Jen.
Yeah.
And she goes, how was your night? How was the rest of your night? And I go, no, nothing special. Just went back home, went to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, me and Juliana went out for another 6 months.
Oh.
So I got both.
Oh, I thought, oh, nice.
So I worked it both ways?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't say that you nailed the girl over there.
Well, I did.
No, I know, but you can't tell her that. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, obviously you would just tell her that.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I nailed this intern, and then I, you know, now we're hanging out. You want to go on a date?
That's the thing. Interns don't talk because they don't really know anyone in the office. I mean, sometimes they do, right? Because they talk amongst themselves. Like, you can't poison the intern pot. Like, you couldn't sleep with another intern.
Yeah.
Was Juliana another intern?
Yeah, she was.
But
that was after she... So she lived in the city.
So Justin's mom called in.
My mom called in. We had some technical difficulties.
Justin needs to tell his mom not to call between the hours of 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
I know, and everyone else, so we're good.
So we're good now, So we left off at that, the intern left, lived in the city.
Lived in the city, so it was successful, obviously not successful.
All right.
Relationship, but it was a good story. So,
good story.
Very good Friday story. I love to tell my Friday stories.
Yeah, I know.
From now on, maybe
God, I wish I could get drunk tonight. You gotta get drunk. No, I don't wish I can get drunk. It's good, it's good. Good. I don't need to drink.
Up here it comes.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Here God, you get hit up for money everywhere.
Yep.
Like, he's gonna get hit by a car one day. So there's the homeless cane walker who
his teeth were out of control.
Well,
right there.
I wouldn't expect his teeth to be good though.
That's true.
You gotta figure. I mean, that kind of adds to the need for money. So I guess, you know, the limp and the teeth.
Teeth gotta be bad,
too. Yeah, the teeth gotta be... How much money do you think
Look at that bat signal. Never even...
Where's that?
Right there, straight ahead. Right there. Never even noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Bat signal in the chain.
In the chain.
In the fence.
In the fence. So what else am I doing? What am I doing?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going hiking tomorrow. And then I will be... I have a birthday party on Sunday. And a brunch. And I'm gonna try to run this weekend. And
don't go in the office this weekend.
No, I'm not going in the office this weekend. No, no office this weekend. And then I have to pack for my big trip to DC because there's not gonna be a show next week. Well, I mean, there'll be a show Monday.
One show, maybe two sessions. Do a bonus session.
Yeah, and I'll be in DC.
DC!
I'm excited. I picked a really bad week to go full-blown paleo. Because it's going to be good. There's going to be such good dinners. Yeah. Really good dinners and lots of drinking.
Are you going to be doing it? You got to be doing it, right?
No, that's why I picked this week. I was like, I need to challenge myself. You know, you got to pick the hardest week because you got to dig in. You got to dig in. These are things that we got to do in life. Sacrifice.
That's
a great sacrifice.
Falls to peer pressure. I gotcha.
With great sacrifices comes great responsibility. That's your whole
That's
Superman
Peter Parker
thing.
Actually.
That, Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Picked a pack of peppers.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one, the Spider-Man thing, right? That's what I'm doing. So I will be running and doing the health thing. Possibly. Oh, that guy too. Jesus Christ. Why do homeless people always walk in the middle of the street?
They want to get hit so they can collect.
I know, but why? What are you going to collect? You'll collect your feet from the other side.
Oh, my God.
Of the goddamn road.
They don't care at that point.
I guess. I don't know. Like... What do you got? But I mean, that's a horrible way to go. I mean, if I'm going to go, I'll be sucking on a car pipe or something. No, I'm not getting hit by a car in the middle of the street.
You might actually get money if you're sucking on car pipes.
I've never
heard of that one before. I've never seen a homeless person sucking on a car pipe.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just do that the carbon monoxide thing.
That sounds like a prank that you get paid for. Like, no, I'll give you $20 for sucking on a car pipe.
Yeah, it's like Tide Pods. You know, carbon monoxide tastes like nothing. You should try it. It's great.
God.
It's like Tide Pods. Stupid. People eating Tide Pods. Then they'll outlaw cars. Because, like, people can't have cars.
People can't figure out that
if you suck on a pipe, you're going to die.
Well, in the future, there won't be any pipes. They'll be electric.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be fine.
God. But I hope it warms up. I mean, we're supposed to get the snow this weekend.
3 days of snow in a row.
3 days of snow in a row.
Right when you're gone.
3 days of snow. That sucks. But your stop's coming up.
All right. Well, this is it for the evening
stroll.
Bonus stroll.
The evening bonus stroll.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. That's what they call hookers do this, stroll.
Hooker stroll. Well, hope your weekends are awesome, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, all our three listeners.
And growing, hopefully.
Yeah, they're going to miss us when we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
What? What?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.